So I can say it like this. Privyet. Privyet. That is hello to the Russians. Listen, we've got an enormous, and I want you to know, a great burden, a great sense of the Spirit of God's leading this week in this approach to the world. And to the Russians tonight, and to the Chinese tomorrow night, and to the next night, we're going to deal with Europe and India and many of the nations of the world. So tonight, I want to simply say, Privyet. And that's simply saying hello to the Russians. By the Spirit of God, by the hand of God, by this great providence of God, we're going to look forward to seeing, well, an interaction. There is a sovereign issue concerning Russia, and we're going to jump into that tonight. Anyone wanting to take a look at the website, shatterthedarkness.net, shatterthedarkness.net, and there you're going to see the week-long theme. Every nation, every tribe, and every language. All the peoples, every single precious soul. This is Russ Dizdar, shatterthedarkness.net on the web. www.shatterthedarkness.net on the web. Here it is on the website, what we have for the week, the theme, every nation, every tribe, every language. Now, governmental leaders, military generals, nations of the world, and all the peoples. The writing is on the wall. Will the kings, the nations, the people really take their stand against God? I want to encourage those in military, those in governmental leadership, to take a deep study of the prophecy in Psalm chapter 2, where God gives a passionate plea for the governmental leaders, political leaders, and military leaders of the world, Dmitry Medvedev, and every other leader in the world around us, Mr. Putin. May God speak to you. May God engage you with Psalm chapter 2. There's a grave warning to all the leaders of the world concerning this dark side, dark spiritual movement towards the end of days, to join in an ungodly and godless and anti-God conspiracy or a rage. I mean, it's going to be like a spiritual flood in the end. And will the kings of the earth, the nations of the world, and the peoples, anyone listening, join in that final dark quest? I want to welcome everyone to the live Shatter the Darkness radio broadcast. Listen, all those listening by satellite, all those listening by the internet right now. Going to ask all the believers everywhere to begin to pray for this right now. We're live right now, but I know that thousands upon thousands of you will later on download this. And that includes the Russians. Not only in Russian, in Russia rather, but in other parts of the world. It is by the leading of the Spirit of God and my belief that a very, very providential message is coming for the Russians tonight, and we want to ask that all missionaries and all those who know how, that as you feel the leading of the Spirit of God, take this message and pass it along. We've been praying for Russia for a number of years. We've been praying to be in Russia and bringing this broadcast there. We've noticed that downloads in Moscow, many other places, the Russian Federation, so we're just simply saying, Privyet, hello. Доброе утро. Good morning, if it's in the morning when you hear this. Again, shatterthedarkness.net on the web. All believers, friends of this radio project and missions project, you put us in the prayers, and you put out the prayers that God bring His incredible grace and mercy and His sovereign purposes, salvation and healing and great revival to strike all through Russia. We've got some incredible things to say about Russia tonight. And number one, it's simply welcome. Privyet. And may God embrace you. And may the message of Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ, come upon your hearts. Going to stop just for a moment to give a little bit of news. I was sent this article some time ago, and when I looked at the article, it was kind of well, I don't want to say unbelievable, but this goes back to November, to 29th. Not even a full month ago. It is an article, I think it was put out by the Washington Post. It was sent to me. So I've got the clip here. Let me read you part of the article. Here's what it says. Quote, "The United Nations climate negotiators facing an uphill battle to advance their goal of reducing emissions linked to global warming. It is no surprise that the woman steering the talks appealed to the Mayan goddess Monday. Cristiana Figueres, executive secretary of the UN Framework Convention on Climate Change, invoked the ancient jaguar goddess, Ixchel. Ixchel, the moon goddess, the fertility goddess, the birth goddess, you do the study on Ixchel, Ixchel, the jaguar goddess involved in the Mayan Aztec cultures, and it includes human sacrifice. So we have Christiana evoking the name of the jaguar goddess in her opening statement to the delegates gathered in Cancun, Mexico. Nothing that Ixchel was not only goddess of the moon, but also goddess of... Now listen, here's what she noted, that Ixchel is goddess of the moon, but also goddess of reason, creativity, and weaving. She may inspire you. Now, I'm quoting what the executive secretary of the UN was speaking to the delegates from around the world as she invoked an ancient Mayan/Aztec goddess. Quote, "She may inspire you because today you are gathered in Cancun to weave together the elements of a solid response to climate change, using both reason and creativity as your tools." I'm quoting again. She called for a balanced outcome, which would marry financial and emissions commitments from industrialized countries aimed at combating climate change with the understanding of fairness that will guide long-term immigration efforts. I'm going to read a little bit more that she says here. It's pretty amazing. Now, the building block is a miniature Mayan pyramid at the site of the climate negotiations in Cancun, Mexico. This is on November the 28th, 2010. The Pyramid of Hope monument was erected. It was erected, and here's where they've met together, and I'm going to quote again as she speaks to the crowds. Quote, "Excellencies, the goddess Ixchel would probably tell you that a tapestry is the result of skillful interlacing of many threads. Who hails from Costa Rica and started her greetings in Spanish before switching to English. I'm astounded in some ways, but not. The UN, of course, going to be at the forefront of globalism. The spiritual presence that guides will actually summon all the gods and goddesses in the heavenly realms and the ancient ruins, those among the ancient ruins. They're all going to be joined because there's one collective agenda behind the spirit of globalism. And so for Ixchel to be invoked and called upon is pretty amazing. A goddess, an ancient demonic entity, summoned at the UN meeting. Pretty amazing, and it runs in contrary to what we're going to say concerning God's will, God's hand, and desire. Well, for Mexico, for Guatemala, for the nations of the world, the United Nations stands in its disposition, in its belief, in its drive and agenda. It stands absolutely opposed to the will of God, the will of heaven, the Spirit of God, and the global goal of God. God's got a global goal. God's got a worldwide, passionate, personal goal that's, well, operating to this very day. This is December the 13th, 2010. And again, for the new folks listening and those listening down the road, well, privyet, hello. This is ShatterTheDarkness.net live radio broadcast. And we're being led, I believe, to give and speak to the Russians. Let me say right away, a great, compassionate movement in my heart this last year. And in the last couple of days of preparing this broader level of messages for nations, I have been moved in prayer, in joy. I've been moved in prayer today in tears. I have felt the Spirit of God all over this as I was praying for the Russian people. You know, what they've called the white Russians, the little Russians, the great Russians, the old ancestry of the Russians, and the Russian development, the USSR, the Russian Federation. I mean, we're going to touch on some of the history, some of the other things, but before we just get there, let me again say that as we engage this week, I'm going to ask all believers that have been sending emails, and I deeply appreciate your emails and all that you've been doing, but today I'm going to ask you, pray for the Russians today, pray for the Chinese tomorrow. Take a look at the website, shatterthedarkness.net, and there's where you're going to notice that we have, for this week, Monday night, the Russians. And as I prayed over these nations, I'm asking for God to give me one little statement and a little bit of insight. And I believe that God has really spoken to me today concerning a word for the Russian people. And I'll bring that out here towards the end. But on Monday night, the Russians, and then, quote, the long, cold pain of a ripped-off people. I mean, that's what I was asking God to do when it dealt with the Russians and the Chinese and the EU, Europe. The Russians, the long, cold pain of a ripped-off people. And then, subnote, a dark thread. Now, this is where the warning to the Russians are, you know, is coming now. The warning. The dark thread has and is weaving its way throughout the coming decisions of Russian leadership. Mr. Putin, please listen. Dmitry Medvedev, please, by the sovereign spirit of God, listen. The largest landmass nation in all of the world, massively filled with all the forestry, great reserves of energy, a great history of a great people, but also this long, cold pain of a ripped-off people. That's how I believe God has given me the picture. Now, Tuesday night, we're going to deal with the Chinese. And the little note here is red hot. And the sub-note is charging into the future with nowhere to go. Wednesday night, Europe, the EU, the belly of the beast, doorways to hell and back, and the rise of Homo Satanas. And then Thursday night, the Middle East, the center of time and history in the future. Friday night, we're going to, well, jump into India, land of a billion spirits. So as we take on this week the global reach, we've seen how God is taking, in 2010, 1,600,000 downloads in over 90 countries, and that includes the Russian Federation. That includes, dear people, in Moscow. That includes all over the border edges, the coastal edges of China, all over Europe, the Middle East, India, yes. And we're going to add to this, so if you go to the website, shatterthedarkness.net, you'll see this wall of flags of the world, the flags of the world wall chart. Click on that and you'll see a separate website come up, and that's where we are putting down special messages for India, the USA, Canada, South America, South Africa, Mexico, the Northmen, Scandinavian countries. Here's what I've said overall concerning the passionate desire of God for all peoples everywhere. And I base this on the triple revelation Romans chapter 16, verse 25, 26, 27. It is about the prophetic writings of God, this long history of the prophetic writings combined with the pinnacle of God's revelation in Christ, birth, life, words, the cross, death, resurrection, the pinnacle of God's revelation to mankind, Christ's dying for the sum total, Greek words, pos anthropos, the sum total of humanity, the Russians, the Chinese, all of us. And as I look at that in Romans chapter 16, 25, 26, 27, I see that with the prophetic writings and the gospel centered in Christ, then by the command of the eternal God, that all nations, well, that they would turn and believe on the living Christ. It's very clear in the Great Commission, Jesus said, go to all the nations. That's the Greek word, go to all the world, go to all the nations of the world. It's very, very clear that Romans 16 pulls in all of the prophets and prophetic writings, combining this incredible and final and ultimate revelation of God in Christ and the cross. And then by the command of the eternal God, all nations, God wants you as an individual, but God wants nations. God wants the United States. God wants Japan. God wants India. God wants England and Germany and France and Italy and Sweden, where terrorism and a bomb and a warning was released today. God wills that all nations would turn to the living God, Christ, and come to believe in Him. And that's why we would say we welcome the possibility of Dmitry Medvedev, president of the Russian Federation, and even Mr. Putin, and many others in the government, many others in the military, many others, the old military, the old Psy warriors, and the dear Russian people. I greet you in the name of the living God, of the living Christ, of a Savior that has given His life for the nation of Russia and for the Russian people. Privyet. Доброе утро. If it's morning, well, good morning. I'm going to quote off the new webpage that we have here that says, every nation, every tribe, every language. That should be the passion of all believers in Christ, by the way. One of the reasons is in prophetic revelation. Now mark it down. This is Revelation 5:9. Revelation 5:9, when God shows in the future. He shows this incredible revelation from chapters 4 on of the future. And Russia and China and India, the whole world, you are included in the events that are about to take place. And here we have this great picture of those in heaven that are singing a new song, and they're crying out to the Lamb of God, once slain but alive forevermore. They're crying out to the Savior that died, rose, ascended, and is going to come again. Here's what they say, quote, worthy, listen, you are worthy to take the scroll. He's referring to a body of prophetic literature. This is a song sung in worship and adoration to Jesus Christ, ascended, glorified, in heaven, waiting to come again. But now the only one, now you read this in Revelation 4 and 5, the only one that is able to open up the future in absolute infallible accuracy, giving the details, what's going to happen among the nations all the way to the end, including Armageddon. So the believers are crying out in prayer or worship and praise. Quote, you are worthy, in reference directly to Christ. You are worthy to take the scroll and open its seals, because you were slain, and with your blood you purchased men, mankind, humankind, for God, from every tribe and language and people and nation. So I hope that whatever nation you're from listening, You'll take a look at Revelation chapter 4 and Revelation chapter 5, and especially 5:9. Once again, the great and incredible praise and worship of God, Christ, is because what he's done at the cross involves the actual redemption of human beings like you from every single tribe in the world, every single language in the world, every people group in the world, and every nation. And tonight, the Spirit of God's focus, the Lord Jesus' focus tonight, I believe is on the Russian people. And I know that many of you will join me in praying for the Russians, in praying for the missionaries, in praying for the believers, in praying against darkness, against the satanic agenda, against all that dark thread will seek to do. Because there's warning in Ezekiel 38 and 39. We'll come to that in a moment. But let me again welcome you. Let me again say that as we think in terms of the Russian people, when we think in terms of all of Russia, this vast land, great beauty and forests, a lot of us think in terms of the cold. A lot of us think in terms, I think in terms of the hardship. I think in terms of the hardship and all of the pain that the Russian people have been put through. I think of the czars. I watched a movie not too long ago of Rasputin. I understand that Helena Blavatsky was of Russian origin. In reading today about Russian history and looking at the vast millions upon millions of Russians that are there today, I think in terms of the world wars. Now, I wasn't around for the first. I wasn't around for the second. But I do know from the studies, from the videos, from the movies, I do know from the observation, I do know as a kid in grade school in the early 60s, the sirens going off, a Cold War. I feel for the Russians because of the Nazis and their aggressive attack into Russia. The slaughter of Russian soldiers everywhere, frozen. I think in terms of after the World War I and World War II, and Marx and Lenin and Stalin, I think of the Great Purging. Some say 20 million or more of Russian people were slaughtered and killed. It was a conspiracy. It was hidden. It was behind the scenes. And a tremendous Holocaust within its own nation. I think in terms of those who would have been for the czars, those who would have been for the new leaders, those who would be the old, you know, communists or the old atheists, and those who would just be raised in the context of Cold War propaganda and Cold War presentation, that America is to be hated and China is to be feared and we are to be a great Russian people to come to great global power again. I think of Stalin and the high-bred desire of creating super soldiers. The high-bred of animal and humans. I think in terms of the Psy Warrior projects. I think in terms of, well, those family members that even today remember the slaughter of their relatives. And that's why I believe that as I began to think of Russia the other day and pray through the history of Russia and pray over the Russian people today, as I think in terms of you, that long, cold pain, I believe the Nazis had ripped you off. I believe that ideologies. I mean, ideologies of Marx, Lenin, Stalin that involved anti-God. If anything ripped off the Russian people, it was ideologies that slammed the door in the face of God, that restricted the people of Russia from hearing that brought great fear and persecution to many believers in Christ, many Russian believers in Christ. Grave torture because of the ideology. There was deep, brutal torture of other Russians who came to find Christ as Savior and Lord. Russia is filled with a long history that is cold and painful. And I say that you have been ripped off in so many ways that even after the fall of the wall in Berlin, even after the collapsing of the USSR and the development of the Russian Federation, that there are forces at work battling for the heart and the soul of all of Russia, Mother Russia. That there are those who just see it as a physical battle. And here's the word that I believe God has given me more than anything else. Today, the political powers, the military powers, are seeking physical strength and physical dominance, and all the eyes are on the issues of the physical. And the Spirit of God is saying that your eyes should be on the salvation of the soul of the Russian people, the souls of the lives of the Russian people from one side to the other. Whether young or old, God cares about the soul of the Russian people. As I sit here in the United States of America, as I sit here unleashing just simply a message, a testimony, knowing that the Spirit of God desires great work in all of Russia, may I say again to the Russian leaders, to the nation, of the Russian Federation, to the dear Russian people, may I say that God's will, based on long and ancient prophetic writings, on the revelation of the gospel, Christ and the cross and the resurrection of the dead, and Christ ascending and going back, and Christ is coming again. Based on the biblical revelation, Romans chapter 16, it is the command of the eternal God that Russia would turn its whole nation to the living Christ, to the Prince of Peace. In Isaiah, he is called the Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Gabor El, Mighty God. We are now saying that God wants you to bypass the old atheism, bypass the old political struggles, that in your desire for a new day of great physical strength, physical dominance, God desires a great day of your spiritual dominance and your spiritual prosperity in Christ. God desires your salvation. God desires the salvation of your nation. God desires the salvation of your president, your leaders, your military men and women, your scientists, your educators, your teenagers there on the street, those kids that have nowhere to go living out on the streets, sold into prostitution. God desires to break into the dark, latent crime. God desires to break in and bring his salvation and bring his healing and bring his grace to hundreds of thousands and millions of Russians. The Russian people have a number of things that are beckoning at them. The political powers all around that are being led to be angry with each other, being led to continue to focus on the Middle East, being led to grab and hold and protect all the oil they can, all the resources. It's all going to be a drivenness towards the physical issues. But it's also going to be a great diversion and a great distraction. It's also going to be that dark presence, a dark thread would lead the nation of Russia. Just like I would speak concerning the United States and the deception that is going on there and the demonic globalism that's going on there. I will say to the Russian leadership, I would say to the Russian military, that there is a dark thread that seeks to pull you out. To pull you out and become a massive war machine that will be used in the end in a wrong way. The Prince of Peace calls you to a relationship. If you would take a look at Psalm chapter 2, it is a prophecy now 3,000 years old. It is a prophecy that speaks to every nation, to all the peoples, and to every leader politically worldwide. It is a prophecy that speaks directly to the president of the Russian Federation and all of its leaders. It brings a question about why the conspiracy, why the drawing to globalism, why a centering in, and the ultimate development to make war on God. If you feel in politics and in military development and into the rise of a new strong Russia, a disposition to oust God, a disposition to keep God out of the picture of Russia, the choice will be lethal. The choice will bring even more cold, hard, angry days. That disposition and that choice will bring more and more bloodshed and lead to a road of great encounter and even judgment by God. So let me say to the battling Russia, developing Russia, the redevelopment of the Federation, Russian Federation. Let me say that old dark streams have weaved their way. Read one report tells me this. There are more shamans and sorcerers and people into witchcraft, healers, than there are psychologists and doctors. I read an article concerning the rise of Satanism among young folks everywhere, the rise of dark Satanism, cannibalism, human sacrifice, prostitution, crime networks that bring destruction to lives and fear to many. All across Russia, there is a battle for the soul of your people. God breaks in. God comes to bring you His peace, His mercy, His grace, His love. God comes to give you His kindness, His direction. And by the prophetic revelation of the Word of God, that has never failed. And the Russian people know. The Russian people understand the days of Rasputin. The Russian people understand the information from Nostradamus, from old occultism, from the rise of Satanism. Even one of the national security leaders in Russia has stated lately in an article that worse than the threat of Islamic terrorism is the rise of radical Satanism. And the goal of dark Satanists to infiltrate the government, to infiltrate the police, to infiltrate the government agencies. Atheism will not be able to deal with dark spiritual presence. In Russia, in the streets, and where young people and others have taken up yielding to the dark spirits, who will deliver them from the dark spirits? Who will deliver them and call them out of great darkness, satanic practices, and even dark crimes that are linked to dark powers? Opening the doors to the living Christ, from the government, the top of the government, all the way through. In the military, open the doors to the living Christ. He is called the Prince of Peace. He is a wonderful counselor. He is mighty God, an everlasting Father. The Prince of Peace would love to come into your military system and into your government system and into the lives of hundreds of thousands and millions of dear Russian people. Today, as we take 1 hour to think in terms of a message and feel the compelling compassion of God for the Russian, well, the soul of Russia, the lives of individuals, the long cold pain and bloodshed and hardship, the atheism that left everybody empty spiritually and open to anything else that would be brought in. There is a dark side that pursues the Russian leadership, that pursues Russian military, that wants to lead Russia into the darkest of days in the end of days and into the final fierce battles in the Middle East. It is that dark power that would love to grab the Russian leadership and prepare them all the way for the days of Armageddon. There's a great hope and a great word of hope today for all Russians. And that word of hope is that God, as you're putting all of your eyes on the physical, God has his eyes on the spiritual. He has his eyes on your heart. He has his eyes on your lives. This is the God that can save you. This is the God that can heal you. This is the God that loves you. You think in terms of the Christ who died on the cross, not in old, dead religious structures, not in just old symbols here and there, but of a Savior that died and shed his blood on that cross, of a Savior that was buried, but broke the barriers of death and rose from the dead, of a Savior that rose from the dead and ascended back to where he came. He's coming again, but the reason for that death and that resurrection, the reason for that cross, was to break the barriers that are in your heart, that are in your life, that are all over your soul. The barrier of sin and the guilt that comes with it. The barriers of satanic darkness and the desire for that darkness to have more and more and more of you. Whether you are a young person listening at a cafe, at a university, whether you are an individual in another part of the world, a Russian, with tears in your eyes, know that the living Christ loves you, died for you, rose from the dead for you, shed his blood for you. All of us, all around the world, whether American, English, German, Chinese, or Russian, we are human beings. We were meant to know God. We were meant to know God and to walk with God. But it is our sin. It is this dark presence that came into this world that brought about the pain, the battle, our separation with God. I'm going to read to you right off the website of shatterthedarkness.net, where I'm saying again the passionate desire of God for all peoples everywhere, and that includes the Russians. I quote these words off the website of shatterthedarkness.net. Humanity has been stripped, ripped off, damaged, and like the great Titanic, it has a hole in it, and dark floodwaters are pouring in. We are sinking. We can't fix the death code in our DNA. We can't stop the drive of the sin within, and the end of the world issues are finally coming to a head. This series of messages comes at a time when I feel the Holy Spirit urgency for all people everywhere. The nations are at the heart of God in his passionate mission to provide for all nations. Seek all nations, call all nations, and unleash his mercy, power, and saving love to all people everywhere. The great message spoken at the Areopagus by the Apostle Paul 2,000 years ago brings revelation of God from creation to the cross. But let me say this, let me add, that it involves right now. There was a man that was opposed to Christ and fought against the Christians and persecuted the Christians. Saul of Tarsus was fighting and legally battling and trying to outlaw Christianity, the lives of real believers in Christ. Until all of a sudden, he was brought to his knees and a great revelation of God came. Christ stopped him, engaged him. Saul of Tarshish turned to the living Christ and received him as Lord and Savior. Saul of Tarshish became the great Apostle Paul. Clothed with the power of the Spirit of God, he began a mission of trying to reach everyone for Jesus Christ. It was through that once angry, anti-God, anti-Christ man, now changed. I want you to hear that if you've been cold, if you've been hard, if you've been evil, if you've done cruel and ungodly things, that Jesus, who dies on the cross, who shed his blood, loves you and wants you to come to him, wants you right now, wants you and summons you by the Spirit of God to come to Christ now. Dear Russian friend, know that you are not second class. Know that you have not been forgotten. Know that God hasn't forgotten who you are. God loves you. God loves you more than anybody could love you. God desires you more than anyone could desire you. And you can come to God now. Can your sins be totally forgiven? Duh. Can your life be totally changed? Duh. 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 Yes. 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 Can the Spirit of God come into your life? Can God give you his holiness? Can God give you his power? Can God give you what I believe he wants to speak into you right now? Can he give you hope? H-O-P-E. Can he give you hope for your life? Hope for change in your life. Hope for development in your life. Hope for direction in your life. Hope for the purpose of God in your life. Hope for eternal life. Did you know that God comes to give you the gift of eternal life? That God comes to give indestructible immortality? That God is coming again? And God wants you to be with him forever and ever and ever. Can you receive Jesus Christ right now? Duh! Yes! God summons you right now. For every single one listening right now. For all the believers that are praying. Let me tell you that are listening by the sovereign providence of God, and you feel the hand of God all over you, and the tears are rolling, and the guilt's going to come off, just pray out, Jesus Christ, come into my life. Jesus Christ, come into my life. Jesus Christ, I believe on you as Savior and Lord. Jesus Christ, you are the Prince of Peace. You are the mighty God. You are the everlasting Father. You are the wonderful Counselor. Jesus Christ, if you're a political leader, if you're a military leader or soldier, if you are a university student, if you're sitting in the cafe, whatever your sins, whatever filth and dirt and dirtiness, even if you've shed blood, Jesus Christ died on the cross to forgive you of all your sin. When you ask the Lord Jesus to come into your life, he will forgive everything and wash you and cleanse you and put his Spirit inside of you. You will be made alive to God. Your soul will be connected to God. God loves you. God loves you more than anyone loves you. God has led a man. Just a man in Ohio, United States of America. The Spirit of God has guided and led to bring about a message that maybe many thousands of dear Russians, loved by God, desired by God, for you to hear this. God comes to give you hope. I pray that God stretch out his hand today, along with many others that will pray with me, that God will save many of you, that God will stretch out his hand to physically and emotionally and mentally heal many of you, that many of you right now will pray out loud, Lord Jesus Christ, come into my life. Maybe, it's very possible, by the sovereign providence of God, that someone who knows how to translate, someone who knows how to listen to this message, recorded over again and phrase by phrase repeated in the Russian language. I deeply apologize that I only know Privyet, hello, Dobre Ultra, good morning, and Da, yes. Yes, God loves you. Yes, Jesus is right there. Yes, He's wanting to come into your life. And you can turn to Him. Whether it's a military man or woman monitoring, whether it's a government official listening in an office, university student in the dorm, a young person at a cafe, I want you to know the Spirit of God has guided today. There is a great hope for the Russian people. And that hope is not in old atheism. It is not in old communism. It is not even in a desire to simply place your heart and your mind on the physical things of the world. It is in the living Prince of Peace. Only He can save you. Only He can come into your life and give you the gift of eternal life. Only He can bring peace. So may I say, based on the ancient biblical prophetic writings, based on the great good news and gospel of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, and by the command of the eternal God, God calls all of Russia to turn to the living Christ, to turn to the Prince of Peace. Jesus died for Russia. Jesus died for all of Russia. Jesus died for all of the Russians, every one of you. And it is He who summons you. It is He. In the revelation of the book of Acts chapter 17, when the Apostle Paul is preaching to the philosophers, preaching at the Areopagus, talking about how God created us, but that now, that right now God summons all people everywhere to turn, to repent, to turn to the living Christ, receive Him as Lord and Savior. Today, as I've been praying for all of the Russian people, for this message that I would do tonight live, as I was seeking to get the heart of God, there are times that I was filled with great joy. There were times that I was filled with compassionate tears. I have felt the heart of God for the Russian people. I have felt the desire, the urgency of God before the very end for the dear Russian people. God so loved the Russians that He gave His only begotten Son, that any Russian that would believe in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ would not perish, but have eternal life. If you go to the website, shatterthedarkness.net, you will see, if it's the same month, you will see in the very beginning, the Flags of the World wall chart. Click on that. It will take you to a website, www.shatterthedarkness.net/nations. There on the right-hand side, you will find where you can click on to get Bibles in your own language. Many other Christians can read Matthew 28, Romans 16, Acts 17, 1 Timothy 2, John's Gospel 3, and 2 Peter 3. It all tells us that God is not willing that anyone perish, that God has come to do what He did at the cross for every human being, that it is global, that is the pursuit of God, that is the heart of God, that is the mission of God, and God is pursuing you right now. If you do not receive the living Christ into your life, the gift of eternal life, coming to know God personally with His power coming into you, what do you have? How will you die? The incredible news for the Russian people today, it also comes from another source. An incredible vision or word In 1889, Hudson Taylor, he was a British missionary to China. I'll talk more about him tomorrow night in the message to the Chinese, but he was the founder of the China Inland Mission. 50 years, one Englishman would leave his home country and come there to China. And for 50 years, give his life to reach out to the Chinese people and share Jesus Christ. I'll share that tomorrow night for the Chinese people. Tonight, when Hudson Taylor, the great missionary, someone that knew Jesus Christ, a godly man, compassionate man, a man that wanted people to come to Christ, he was speaking and tells of a great vision that he had. I'm going to quote to you Russians, to the dear Russian leadership, dear Russian military leaders and soldiers, university students and young people, to the missionaries in Russia, to the believers in Christ in Russia, I quote these words said to have come from Hudson Taylor, the great missionary. Quote, I have seen a vision. I saw in this vision a great war that encompasses the world. I saw this world, this war recess and then start again. Actually begin two wars. After this, I saw much unrest and revolts that will affect many nations. I saw in some places spiritual awakenings. Hudson Taylor means great revivals, biblical spiritual awakenings when many hundreds and thousands turn to Jesus Christ, when God's power comes and strikes nations and strikes cities. This is what I pray with this one simple message, that the great hand of God, the eternal God that summons the Russian nation, that summons the nation of the Russian Federation, of the president, Dmitry Medvedev, of a strong military leader, Mr. Putin. From one end to the other, from the high places to the low, the sovereign God, the Prince of Peace, a Savior with great hope and with great power, calls every Russian to turn to the living Christ. Here are the words of a great missionary, Hudson Taylor, when he is said to have had a vision concerning Russia, the nation of Russia. And I quote, in Russia I saw there will come a general, all-encompassing, national, spiritual awakening, so great that there could never be another like it. From Russia, I saw the awakening spread to many European countries. Then I saw an all-out awakening, followed by the second coming of Christ. If these words of Hudson Taylor, the great man of God, spirit-filled, great missionary, whose life and heart were given to reaching the souls and lives of everyone. He echoed the heart of God, the call of God, the will of God, the desire of God. And here the great missionary is said to have had a vision. And if these words are true, and I can only say that the word of God would echo the call. Does God want great, all-encompassing, national, spiritual awakening? That is, that many millions of Russians come to Christ. That God's presence and power comes. That people get saved and healed and delivered from the dark side and the demons and the lies. That the great power of God and grace of God and mercy of God become deeply manifest and deeply evident. I know right now that any Russian believer in Christ, that any Russian missionary who walks with Christ right now hearing this, knows that your prayers have summoned and led me to join you in praying for the great revival and great pouring out of the Spirit of God for the salvation of the Russian people. An awakening, a revival, a turning to Christ as never before saw in the history of all of Russia. Russia, you've been through many things. Russia, you have been through cold, long, hard, bloodshed, destruction. The bodies and the blood cry out. The pain, the division, and the desire to protect itself, to have a national pride. It will not be found in the dark powers. It will not be found in the dark sentences of the coming Antichrist. The power of Russia is in the hands of God. The peace of Russia is in the hands of the Prince of Peace. The salvation and the healing and the eternal life of the Russian people are in the hands of a Savior that died specifically for you, for this nation, for the Russian Federation. Government leaders, military leaders, soldiers, university students, young people. I share with you the life of the living Christ who came into my life 35 years ago. He is a Savior that loved me, a Savior that saved me, a Savior that forgave me. He is waiting now. He is there with you. Open your heart. Open your life. Just pray out, Lord Jesus Christ, come into my life. Save me. Deliver me. Renounce the dark spirits. Renounce the old ways. And receive the Lord Jesus who summons all of Russia, who summons every Russian. May God stretch out his hand to save and to heal and to deliver, to do extraordinary miracles through this simple one-hour presentation. May God's hand and great power come upon all missionaries and all believers in Russia who hear these words. Possibly by the sovereign providence of God, maybe I can come to your land, learn more of your language, embrace you. The warning of Ezekiel 38 and 39, well, it's there. My time has run out tonight. In this live broadcast, I hear the music. I urge you, study Revelation 4 and 5. Turn to the living Christ. All of us are praying for great power of God to fall throughout Russia. This is Russ Dizdar, ShatterTheDarkness.net. Good night.